T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1
Amp Radio.
We have an amazing story for you right now. We have the family here, the Ramirez family out of La Puente that has this amazing story. So you're going to meet Blanca Ramirez, who's 16 and already broke the record of being the world's youngest female to run 7 marathons on 7 continents.
Insane.
And this weekend, she's going to go around the world for a second time.
What?
Wow. That's
second time.
So impressive.
How do you feel about your morning? Thank you. Her 9-year-old brother's with us, Jordan. He's going to become the youngest person to ever run 7 marathons in 7 continents this year. Good morning, Blanca. Good morning, Jordan.
I mean, we thought you guys got here early today, but it turns out you guys just have this kind of work ethic. Oh,
man. So how did this passion begin for you, Blanca, since you're the first one that kind of started breaking records or whatever, you know?
It started at a race at Disneyland, and we just got hooked on it from there, and I just enjoyed the feeling of running.
And then, Jordan, what got you into it?
I got into it because of my sister, Blanca. I wanted to break her record.
A little competition. A
little sibling rivalry in there. So you ran a marathon on every continent, right?
Yes.
Now, I need to hear about Antarctica, because I didn't even think that was possible.
Very, very cold. It was a better experience the second time around, because I got to share it with my brother.
Aww.
So it was really cool just seeing the place again, because I never thought I'd be back there. And just waking up to, like, the beach there, the penguins just everywhere, and the snow.
Wow.
Instead of people clapping and cheering them on, they had straight-up happy feet. Penguins cheering them
also,
on.
Also, my jaw was on the table right now because I'm like, there's penguins there!
Jordan, did you get to run in Antarctica as well?
Yes, I got to run in Antarctica.
Wow.
What was your experience there, bro?
It was very cold.
Are you guys running in ski boots? Like, what are you wearing?
I was just wearing my regular running shoes with, like, 3 pairs of socks. But at one point, I was going to cry because I couldn't feel the tips of my fingers. Ooh, so I had to put hand warmers in, but it was cold.
A determination and the principles of that. I mean, we got to give props to your parents, Dimas and Cecilia. And I was talking to them before the show, the roots. I know Dimas, your dad is from close to my hometown, Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico, and your mom from Zacatecas. Thank you guys so much for being here and raising such amazing examples for us to be proud of as them, as being Americans, as Latinos, for this generation, for Southern California. It's absolutely amazing. So why do it for a second time, Blanca? Because you've already done it once. So why are you going around the world again?
Wanted to support my brother, and I guess once just wasn't enough.
Man, I ran one full marathon, and I'll tell you this, once was enough for me. Once was absolutely enough. Like around mile 22 is when you start to really feel it, and I was pretty much limping on my way into the downtown area of Seattle on this marathon, and this woman was like, "You look great." And I was like, "Really, do I?" Like, I snapped on her. I was like, "What are you doing?"
Because you've done so many marathons, do you guys get like nervous for it leading up?
I still get nervous.
Oh, yeah. How do you kind of like talk yourself into it, or, you know, prep yourself?
Sometimes I think of like the day before, like, by this time tomorrow, I'll be done. Like, I'm finished. And then, like, sometimes, like, okay, I've done this before, I can do it again.
Blanca, so you're doing the LA marathon this weekend.
Yes.
And then that will complete your second time around the world.
Yes.
And what will be the new record for you?
Being the youngest to complete 7 marathons on 7 continents twice by the age of 16.
Get out of here! You are my hero.
So
that's like so inspiring.
My brother and I are walking 16 miles of it, I believe, for the American Cancer Society. We have my stroller. I'm passing out. Do you think that stroller is going to make it 16 miles, my Mickey Mouse stroller?
I think so.
Jordan, my man, 9 years of age. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to the Ramirez family, Blanca and Jordan, siblings, breaking records of running marathons in all 7 continents. Blanca's about to do it twice, and she'll complete it this weekend. When do you get to break your sister's record? And you're going to become the youngest person, right?
Yeah.
Regardless of gender, when do you get to break it, Jordan?
On April 7th. It's called the Run to Remember. It's basically like to run for the fallen heroes.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's something interesting, is that they're doing something very special for you, because usually 9-year-old kids aren't trying to run marathons. Mm-hmm. So what is it that they're going to do for you?
They're going to do a second loop just organized for me so I could run the marathon.
Like your own lane.
Oh, wow.
That's so cool.
Thank you so much for running such a special marathon and remembering our heroes and those that have fallen for our country, and that is so special. Can I get the parents to come up to the microphone real quick? Who usually speaks? Is it
as the mom,
Cecilia, pushing her husband forward?
Get up there.
Dimas, what do you want to say to your kids that are in front of you right now?
First of all, we're really proud of them. You know, we were proud of them before, and, you know, of course, now even more proud of them, mm-hmm. not just for what they're accomplishing, but for the reasons that they're doing it. You know, it's something really special for our family. Again, we're really proud of them.
Thank you so much for raising such amazing kids. Jordan, you go to Baldwin Academy, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to give your friends a shout-out real quick?
Not really.
Blanca from West Covina High School. You want to give a shout out to your friends?
I like to say hi to my Link Crew class because they support me. It's like so much.
Well, thank you guys for being with us, the Ramirez family. Give it up for them, everybody. Blanca and Jordan, if you want to follow this beautiful family, they do have a social media account at Team Blanca USA. Jordan, Blanca, thank you guys so much.
We wish you
all the best in the next coming marathons as you're both going to be new world record holders.
Thank you.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings.
97.1 AMP Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.